Module 1. The Science of Life. Studying life is a rich and rewarding endeavor. Through a careful investigation of any creation, we can learn a lot about its designer. You are living at a time where there are wonderful tools, like the microscope pictured in Figure 1.1, available to study even the smallest living things. As you begin your journey through biology, take time to consider what lessons you may learn about the Creator of all. Signs of life. The Bible tells us, God saw all that He had made, and it was very good. Of course, God did not have to observe creation to learn anything about it, since He was the one who designed it. It means that God is engaged with the world and that He reveals Himself through it. And that means you can bet that in all of your science studies, one of the most important things you will need to master is observation. We could never see things the way God sees them, but there is much to learn about the world through observation. You might think that you notice quite a bit about the things around you, but observation is so much more than simply noticing. When we observe something, we attempt to recognize its significance. You've been gifted with senses to help you keenly observe all that is around you. You've also been gifted with intelligence to help you record data and develop hypotheses, which means you will be encouraged to recognize significance in all that you are taught in this biology course. I applied my mind to examine and explore through wisdom all that is done under heaven. Ecclesiastes 1:13. In this module, you will learn the answers to the following questions. The process of science. Why should we study science? How does science enable us to understand the natural world? How can we use science as a framework for making predictions and testing them? Are there limitations to science? If so, what are they? The study of life. What are the criteria for life? How does each criterion contribute to the definition of life? The tools of biology. What tools do biologists use? How do these tools help scientists gather, analyze, and interpret data? The process of science. In this course, you're going to take your first detailed look at the science of biology. The word biology means the study of life. Biology, the study of life. The Greek word bios means life, and logi means study of. It is a vast subject with many sub-disciplines that concentrate on specific aspects of biology. Microbiology, for example, concentrates on those biological processes and structures that are too small for us to see with our eyes. Biochemistry studies the chemical processes that make life possible. And population biology deals with the dynamics of many life forms interacting in a community. Since biology is such a vast field of inquiry, most biologists end up specializing in one of these subdisciplines. Nevertheless, before you can begin to specialize, you need a broad overview of the science itself. That's what this course is designed to give you. But first, let's look at what science really is. You may think that science is a book full of facts that you need to learn, but that's not what science is at all. While science is a collection of information, it is also so much more. Science is a process, a way of investigating, understanding, and explaining the natural world around us. Scientists carefully gather and organize information in an orderly way so that they can find patterns or connections between different phenomena. Scientists then use the patterns, connections, and explanations to make useful predictions.